3 days before the election, he thought that, well, they'll never talk to me, they'll never talk to me, they will. And 3 days before the election, he received a message from him saying, you will meet again. So that, I knew that, and the reverend was a big son, so I wonder if they were here, and the broad, and so forth. Now, the other point is, I shirts for male.
Shirts for male.
Little shirts for male, for Keel, Keel, Roosevelt.
Mine.
Good. Now, with regard to his other shirts. Well, first, you're working on those now. The guy said he had one on, I thought I took it 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay, we have 2 others with that. That is complete.
And I had a guest in the room, but there's 2 others. One of the things that I'd like not to, but then you have to get the secretary started. And,
that we want to lay the motion.
Yeah, the issue, how government, how we want to, how, why we not do it, which has been, I think, perhaps more broadly understood.
I must say, I've been surprised how well that's going to do that. It's the thing that I can get you said has not been immediately stated in our
time. And that's important, as you understand. Not again, to embarrass the media, but to destroy public confidence. And those people that have the double standards,
right?
As sure as, of course, he's got that to his paper, but I have to get him in this week and get him to look at that. And we'll try to get into Bray's possibility that you and I can talk about Bray.
I'm not interested in having any public papers come up. If he matures, puts it in a one pager in his stuff and get it mailed everybody with a letter saying, I'm a publisher. I was in the campaign. And I am shocked at how this thing was covered. I enclose this for your information as a fellow publisher.
So that's the way to do it, Chuck. With a letter of letters.
I think we can get that published in
it's good.
We always worry about whether we got it in the New York Times or Time Magazine or something. Don't worry about that. It's a question of getting it to the people that count.
Okay. The third item, which is all about the Russian Post Society, Canada's informed me yesterday. But I got a little assistant to change it. He's right. It'll take a couple of weeks of research.
Well, of course, for the Washington Post.
But that's our website.
Just the purpose of that, that's just an accepted part of our campaign.
The other thing I was going to ask you is whether Democratic Committee, but it seems to me, I guess we can't do much about it, but I would hope that the Straws would not get the support and get the thing, and put the pieces back together again.
I don't see how we can get it, but it's
good. Well, they talked to Buchanan this morning, and they had 28 governors, or 28 governors,
yeah, so that they must
be. He had just only 90 shows.
That committee is made up of representatives of that convention. The government has already said that he doesn't want the representative of the group that defeated him in the group.
And he's going to have the word out to ensure that this fellow is Connie's candidate.
That's
sure that
Connie put it out.
What did he say?
He endorsed him.
Yeah, not only that, but the government.
He said, I'll either endorse him or oppose him, whichever will help him most.
Be a
fine chair.
And
is he calmly trying to get back to the Democratic Party question?
That is fine.
Are you sure? I don't think so. I think he's doing exactly what you
think. I think he's trying to kill Charles.
But with McGovern saying what he said, I don't see how he can do it. I don't see how he can say this man represents the element that defeated me in the election. But he's also saying he's supporting him.
Thank you.
respect to the startup, would it be better if anybody else had done that?
You start talking to the southern.
Well, labor,
what are the duties?
About the night.
Yeah, everything.
He's not gonna get our labor, he's gonna get the summer for breakfast that month.
No, you were holding well there.
You were by appointing Brennan, you stayed that road that we're doing this. We didn't want to sit this weekend. I wanted to really rock it. Ten times more political than this. Because what you said, Luke, was, you know, not just for the labor. But he had trouble feeling that people that, oh, God, he's a fast rate, national chairman. Can't do that much other than to try to deal with the general, or deal with southern politics.
We've got to keep that southern strategy going.
But they've already, for Brennan, kind of, so.
I don't think the road is leading to the southern,
Because of the black issue.
It's just a
black, the busing issue, that basically, they're just not welfare.
Welfare, the whole thing.
It's the precedence, they can't do it.
But they'll put it, then, much for that.
If they're guarding your other activities, then you can't, as monographs are all going forward.
Well, as best with
the opposite kind of thing, that at least hundreds of thousands of people voted against you because they thought you were rushing to a peace settlement for political purposes. That very few voted for you because they thought you were getting back to the peace settlement. But now a lot of people voted for you because they have confidence that you are handling
the situation
right. In the long haul, but not in the short haul on the pieces of end.
Well, let's talk a bit then about we're going to be smack dab up against this country when we return tomorrow. What do you think about the national television broadcast?
I very strongly feel, unless there's something more to it, I think about it after the thing last night, that he should not, because, I mean, Chuck's right, in the first place, the people think you're bombing now.
You sure as hell are. All we're going to do is step it up.
It's a matter of
money. No, that's not the main.
No, that's not
the
main.
The main is not just a bombing. It isn't the state that they're going to bomb it. Everyone's going to go on and say why the negotiations broke down. And an RPA to me have a different translation.
Shit, I can't go on with that.
But when you're putting so good at it,
that could be.
I think everyone can hold
that. But not by a nationally televised press conference again. It doesn't need to go through this
all
spectacular. You can do it by background. I mean, you're
right.
A briefing, not a background. They're briefing.
Briefing.
Not on camera, not on
right.
Microphones and stuff. Where he simply explains that this is a breakdown. The talks had broken down before.
Right.
Broken down, our secret talks were screwed up. We're back to renegotiating. We're back to the drawing board because they screwed us on the language thing. He said,
right.
I'm going to work for that. He said that all along, and everybody's staring.
Right.
And because of the Vietnamese troops, we were in pretty good shape.
Right.
And, the two forces out fell, or two different forces out. We got out because we said all along, we will not be stampeded into an agreement.
Right.
We will only take an agreement that's right, and we'll take
an agreement
that's not before, after, or during
the main point is Henry must go back to what I said and get away from what he said, sir. That's the important thing.
But he should.
He
has gotten the government. You've got to.
His
emotional state, whether
yeah.
He's able to do it, because
yeah.
He'll go into a big mea culpa type thing and beat his breast and tear his hair from his boots and say, you know, I said,
well, he's got to get his business about resigning. You know, well, that's just a silly thought to have. Say, get
someone on his sword. You know,
that's always good to resign. Why? I'll have to resign and so forth. Because they now have to have bullshit. We don't resign because they'll have to work out China and Russia and Berlin and so on and so forth. This thing breaks down for a while, you resign. Hell no. Just keep on going. Everything doesn't come up roses.
But you don't think a big dramatic thing on that issue downplay.
That's right.
Break off the talk says, Nick, you know, the goddamn Vietnamese have screwed it up again. So we're going back. We're patient. We've been working in this world.
Now, there's one thing we can do. There's one thing we can do.
Talks are over and the war should could have gotten that good enough for this draw, because I think at this point, boys are going to get home to a bad idea, and it is going to mean a thing to the north, because our guys aren't fighting anyway. We have serial casualties last week.
The only thing you have to be careful of is the
blood pressure running out.
Well, of course, we have to, but also we've always said we want to draw our forces to be there, but it's too late.
Well, but that was before it started bombing. The bombing, the mining,
heartbeat to me.
The generator's always been wrong about that.
I mean, it's going to have a great effect on the enemy. The way to affect the enemy is to call the regiment and give him a media call and give him a damn tough talk and say, "Now, God damn it, this is it, and I'm going to see it through." You don't get one ship. He's always wanted to use U.S. mass media communication as a way of affecting the signal of the enemy. Like in your press conferences, he always wants you to say things that will signal the enemy. Well, that's the wrong place to signal the enemy.
Well, then,
the press conferences, to signal the U.S. people.
priority before administrations, White House staff people, before any cabinet people, before any administration people, to be used for political purposes to pay off our friends for the next year. That quick. Bill has got that box, the people that come in that, one of our own people's got a host of them. We just got some more hold of that. Like it did, we've been able to pick the vice too.
They just got it by the time it was.
By the way, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to move it up. I'm going to find it.